An Indian academic has been arrested over a social media post that criticized media briefings on a recent military operation against Pakistan, drawing condemnation from civil society and free speech advocates. Ali Khan Mahmudabad, a political science professor at Ashoka University, was detained in New Delhi on Sunday after a complaint filed by a youth leader of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, according to local media. Police said Mahmudabad was arrested under laws related to promoting enmity, inciting rebellion, and offending religious sentiments. The charges stem from a Facebook post in which he criticized the use of military optics and raised concerns over communal violence and the treatment of minorities in India. The post, published on 8 May, referred to media briefings led by Colonel Sophia Qureshi and Wing Commander Vyomika Singh on Operation Sindoor, India's military action against Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir, launched on 6 May. I am very happy to see so many right-wing commentators applauding Colonel Sophia Qureshi, Mahmudabad wrote, but perhaps they could also demand that the victims of mob lynchings and arbitrary bulldozing be protected as Indian citizens. The Haryana State Commission for Women summoned Mahmudabad last week, claiming his comments disparaged women in the armed forces and incited communal disharmony. Mahmudabad, who is also a public commentator, defended his remarks. In a statement posted on X, formerly Twitter, he said his comments were misinterpreted. There is nothing remotely misogynistic about my comments. If anything, they were about safeguarding the lives of both citizens and soldiers. The arrest has sparked criticism from academics and human rights organizations. Amnesty International has previously condemned what it calls the unjust targeted demolition of Muslim homes in India, labeling such actions as cruel and appalling. In an open letter released on Friday, more than 1,200 academics, activists, and public figures voiced support for Mahmudabad, calling the case an attack on academic freedom and democratic dissent. Professor Khan praised the strategic restraint of the armed forces, the letter stated, adding that he emphasized the significance of women officers' visibility while questioning the broader political narrative. India and Pakistan agreed to a ceasefire on 10 May following days of cross-border missile and drone strikes. Pakistani officials said at least 31 people were killed in Indian attacks, while India reported 15 casualties in retaliatory strikes. The Modi government has faced growing scrutiny over the state of free speech in the country, with critics alleging a pattern of silencing dissent and targeting Muslim voices. While Prime Minister Narendra Modi has publicly condemned mob lynchings in the past, rights groups say little has been done to curb vigilante violence or ensure accountability. Ashoka University has yet to comment on the arrest.